This is the story of the hare who lost his spectacles.
Owl loved to rest quietly whilst no one was watching. Sitting on a fence one day, he was surprised when suddenly a kangaroo ran close by. Now, this may not seem strange, but when Owl overheard kangaroo whisper to no one in particular, "The hare has lost his spectacles," well, he began to wonder. Presently, the moon appeared from behind a cloud, and there, lying on the grass, was hare. In the stream that flowed by the grass, a newt. And sitting astride a twig of a bush, a bee. Ostensibly motionless, the hare was trembling with excitement, for without his spectacles, he appeared completely helpless. Where were his spectacles? Could someone have stolen them? Had he mislaid them? What was he to do? B wanted to help, and thinking he had the answer, began, "You probably ate them, thinking they were a carrot." "No," interrupted Owl, who was wise. "I have good eyesight, insight, and foresight. How could an intelligent hare make such a silly mistake?" But all the time, Owl had been sitting on the fence, scowling. A kangaroo. Were Oppy mad at this sort of talk? She thought herself a far superior in intelligence to the others, as she was their leader, their guru. She had the answer. "Hare, you must go in search of the optician." But then she realised that Hare were completely helpless without his spectacles. And so, Kangaroo loudly proclaimed, "I can't send Hare in search of anything."
"You can, Guru, you can," shouted Newt. "You can send him with Owl."
But Owl had gone to sleep. A newt too much to be stopped by so small a problem. "You can take him in your pouch." But alas, Hare was much too big to fit into Kangaroo's pouch. All this time, it had been quite plain to Hare that the others knew nothing about spectacles. And as for all their tempting ideas, well, Hare didn't care.
He lost spectacles for his own affair.
And after all, Hare did have a spare. A pair.
We sleep by the ever-bright hole in the door, eat in the corner, talk to the floor, cheating the spiders who come to say please. Politely they bend at the knees. Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs. Old gentlemen talk of when they were young, of ladies lost, of erring sons. Lace-covered dandies revel with friends, pure as the truth, tied at both ends. Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs. Scented cathedral, spire pointed down, we pray for souls in Kentish town. A delicate hush, the gods floating by, wishing us well high in the sky. God of ages, Lord of time, mine is the right to be wrong. Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs. Jackrabbit messed up, spawned a new breed of love-hungry pilgrims, no bodies to feed. Show me a good man and I'll show you the door. The last hymn is sung and the devil cries more. Up my turn in that forsaken paradise that calls itself hell, where no one has nothing and nothing is well meaningful. Pick up thy bed and rise up from your gloom, smile. Give me your hate and do as the loving heathen do.
Mm.
is freezing. Summons by name, I am the overseer of you. To bring sun or rain, occasional corn from my oversight grew.
Over the earth.
Fell with my angels from a far better place. Offering services for the saving of face. Now you're here, you may ask, well am I? All whom living has a time from the benign. Legends were born surrounding mysterious lights, seen in the sky flashing. I just lit the fag and then took my leave in the blink of an eye.
See you. Renew the pledge of life's love, song rise to the rebellion horn. Animals